Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nia, opasabli.
Not those.
Nia, ni daini.
Okay.
Clankies. Clanspokeskopites.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
No?
No.
Still
no.
Not.
How are we going to be serious, Robin?
I'll be quiet.
Yeah. No, be serious.
Waar lê ek? Ek bly stil.
So die onlangse gere weer in die Kaap vir al die wind het regtig die seelewe geaffekteer en dit een van die groot slagoffers daarvan is die klein skilpaatjies.
Hulle is so klein. As jy gaan kyk op Two Oceans Aquarium se foto's en die Instagram, hulle is so groot soos jou hand. Hulle is so klein.
Oh.
Maar het is so koud in die water en die stormweer is so erg dat hulle heeltemal verstar. Hulle raak stokstyf, hulle kan nie beweeg nie want hulle kry te koud en hulle dehydreer en hulle spoel uit op die strand. Dit is wat gebeur.
Shame!
Maar daar is goeie nuus van Suid-Afrikaners is besig om regtig hard te werk om hierdie diertjies te red. So daar is al meer as 100 en hulle kom in. Elke keer wat ek gebel het, dan sê hulle, ons kan nie nou met jou praat nie, want ons gaan red gegaan die baba skilpaatjies. Maar toe het ons vinnig met Wian Landman gepraat. He's at Two Oceans Turtle Enrichment Program and he says they're coming from everywhere. But this is what South Africans are doing.
We have people that go out running every morning in the cold, in the wind, along the beaches. We've got people that have been almost hypothermic running along the beaches looking for turtles. And that's just step one. And then once we start finding lifts, we're getting people to bring them to Cape Town. It's been amazing community coming together to get these turtles to us so that we can give them the best possible start.
Running on the beach in the freezing cold weather is the most Cape Town thing I think I've ever heard. Right?
Coming from the Cape Townian.
Swear, I believe it. It's so a Cape Town thing.
But I love that. They say they're coming in from all over the Southern Cape area at the moment. And people are just collecting up and putting in little buckies in Bringdeer and gaan jy Kaapstad toe vat hierdie drie saam met jou. And it's just a whole vibe of getting them all to Two Oceans.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really nice. So there is a helpline that people can call. And whether you're in Mossel Bay or you're in Strysbaai or you're in Fishhook, they will come and help you. But what happens to these little sea skilpaatjies? They're taken to the Sea Turtle Conservation Area. It's on top of the roof of the Two Oceans Aquarium. And Vian tells us what they do there.
We give them a slightly warmer freshwater bath just so that they can rehydrate. Then we start bringing the temperature up for them, raising it very slowly just to bring their body temperature up. After that, it's a very long process of about 6 to 9 months of feeding them, looking for any signs of illness, any sort of wounds that we need to treat.
And then depending on their size and their health and the weather, they're then set free again into nature.
I was imagining these little baby heaters that and little baby turtle blankets to keep them warm. That's so sweet. What a feel-good story.
Yeah.
Can I just say, if I were a tiny turtle and I was in the warm water getting lots of lettuce and munchies at the Two Oceans Aquarium every day and somebody took me and put me into the water of the Atlantic, I come direct terug.
Rob gaan spoel weer op die sand.
Kom haal my.
Dankie, Marlene.